Stefan, our producer, pointed out an article to me today from Property 24, which talks about how one deals with the situation when circumstances overwhelm you and you are unable to service your monthly mortgage repayment. It happens. It's happening to more and more people as the economy continues to tank, as more and more people are put onto shorter time, are laid off, or whatever the situation may be. We all hit bumps in the roads at times. So what happens when, as a homeowner, you find yourself under unexpected financial strain and your monthly home loan repayment suddenly become more than you can handle? Is it a case of a sale in execution? How sympathetic are the banks? Could they be? Should they be? Are they constitutionally, legally obliged to be more sympathetic? Stephen Logan is founder of Fair Credit and on the radio to us now. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, John.
I mean, that first broad question, how sympathetic are the banks to somebody who has the courage to phone them and say, you know what, my mortgage payment is due on the 1st of September and I don't have the money in my bank account and there's no chance of me getting it?
Look, John, the reality is that the credit providers, whether they're banks or SA Home Loans or whatever, are really very used to that. And they've got specialist teams in place to deal with that, and systems and processes. So they would actually welcome that call rather than have you default and then have to phone you and try and find out what happened.
And what, I would imagine that how many banks lend money for home loans, Capitec doesn't do that yet, so they're kind of probably the four big ones and maybe a couple of smaller ones. But the four big ones, would their response all be similar? Do they have different ways of dealing with this?
You know, the banks are so on top of this. They can actually predict in advance where you are likely to have payment issues. So I know for a fact that given the recession that I understand we're coming potentially out of, but certainly a lot of people are feeling the pinch, the banks have set up teams to deal with people who have got problems paying. And really, as a starting point, whenever you have a problem with a credit provider, your starting point should be to contact them. Ideally, it's a large bank with a process in place to try and assist you with a reduced payment or some sort of payment holiday. But even if it isn't, there are provisions in the Consumer Protection Act and in the National Credit Act which give you some protection. And the banks are fully aware of that. So the starting point is definitely to contact the credit provider.
At some point, though, the patients will run out. And how long are they prepared to grant payment holidays for? For how long are they prepared to accept reduced payments? And do they add extra interest onto that?
Well, generally speaking, almost any credit provider would much prefer that you obviously make payment of the installment that's required on the due date. But they are aware and alive to the fact that life happens. And consequently, they will look at the circumstances pretty much on an individual basis. They do have policies that say, you know, they can reduce the installment by X given a particular set of circumstances. So if you're retrenched, they'd probably be more sympathetic to giving you a little bit longer to finding alternative work and restoring your income. But every case is dealt with on its merits. And I would say that it's very difficult to say that they will give you 3 months or they will reduce your installment by half or anything like that. They generally look to their customers being transparent with them. And the more transparent you are and explain your circumstances, the better the chances that you'll get somewhere with them. Not to say there's any guarantee, but there are a lot of people in this boat at the moment.
I appreciate you don't work for one of the banks. I've just been told, thank you, Anton, that Capitec does do home loans up to 5 million rand, which is matchbox house in Newlands, really. I appreciate you don't work for the banks, but in your experience, what level of patience do they exercise? At what point? Is it after 6 months? Is it after a year? Is it after 2 years that they say, I'm sorry, you owe us X amount, you're not paying us, we want our money, I'm afraid you're going to have to sell your house. If you don't, we will do it on your behalf.
Well, in my experience of 11 years working with debt settlements and payment negotiations, when I had a legal practice that just did that, we found that the banks were receptive or unreceptive depending on the financial circumstances of the debtor, of the consumer, and also on the economy at the time. Look, it's at the moment, I would say that banks are very alive to the problem that many people are facing. And so if you are transparent and you draw up a clear budget and you show where your expenses are and how things have gone south or what the problem is, the chances are that they will probably be wanting to work with you. Banks are not in the business of repossessing homes. They are really, they're not equipped to do it. It's a last resort. Legal action will generally be taken where there's no cooperation or a real sense on the bank's part that actually it's a lost cause. But I would say that the banks will generally advise you to try and go into a payment arrangement with them, try to sort out the circumstances, get back into paying on a regular basis a reasonable amount, and then try to avoid legal processes such as debt counseling and others, because that generally extends the repayment period and usually results in you paying a lot more on the debt than you would otherwise, but not always. So people who do find themselves in those circumstances should, if they can't get right with a bank, consult with an experienced debt counseling business.
And Stephen, I think you made an important point there that you draw up an expenses list, because if you are still going out for pizza twice a week and going on holiday and whatever the case may be, you know, not showing willingness to cut your expenses to the bare minimum in order to keep body and soul and the body and souls of your families alive, the banks are going to be far less keen to engage with you.
Look, that point is a critical point. The banks are not charities, and they are in a position of power, and they will exercise that power to do what is best in their interest. However, if, as you say, you are transparent, you can show that you have cut back on your expenses and really done that properly, and that you're tackling the problem, then they're much more likely to see that you are a credible player that they can negotiate with. What I have always said to people is always pay something. Even if your circumstances are dreadfully bad, try and cut from somewhere else to pay off this critical installment. Any payment is better than no payment, especially if it ever goes to court. You can then point to the fact that you are literally doing your utmost to pay a few thousand as opposed to tens of thousands, or a few hundred as opposed to a few thousand. Whatever you can pay, you ought to be paying, because that gesture of goodwill and show of good faith really goes a long way in that kind of negotiation.
Stephen Logan, thank you very, very much indeed. Founder of Fair Credit.